This upcoming newscast is being brought to you now by the Flannery Auto Mall east of downtown Bad Axe. You'll find more choices at Flannery Auto Mall of Bad Axe. And also by Murphy's Bakery, Catering Connection, and Ice Cream Store in downtown Bad Axe. They're open now with fresh baked breads, bagels, donuts, and other desserts that were baked while you slept. Taking a look first at your local and regional news. State Representative Greg Alexander of Carsonville will be holding upcoming office hour meetings to talk with residents and answer their questions, as well as update them about state spending within the budget process for the upcoming fiscal year. The trio of meetings will be taking place on Monday, May 20th, and Friday, May the 31st. On Monday, May the 20th, from 9 to 10 a.m. at the Marlette Township Hall, located at 6725 Airport Road in Marlette. And then on Friday, May the 31st, from 9 to 10 a.m. at the Bad Axe Airport, located at 352 Thompson Road in Bad Axe. And then again on Friday, May 31st, from 11 a.m. to noon at the Sandusky Airport, located at 1213 North Sandusky Road in Sandusky. No appointments are necessary to attend, and those who are unable to attend but still wish to speak with Representative Alexander can still contact his office directly by calling 517-373-1791. And another local and regional news. In a swift adjustment to ongoing renovations, the Meade Township Hall meeting, which was originally scheduled for today, has now been rescheduled and relocated. As construction continues to revamp the township's administrative hub, today's scheduled gathering of the Board of Trustees will now take place at the Kindy Fire Department Hall. Residents and stakeholders are urged to mark their calendars for this community event, which will now commence at 7 p.m. tomorrow evening instead. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at your national and international news right after this. Riding along in my
automobile. Get 1.9% 36-month financing on select Chevy models at the mall. That's the Flannery GM Auto Mall in Bad Axe. Check out a 2024 Chevy Trax RS with heated seats and steering wheel, lane change and blind zone alert, parking assist, and gets 32 miles per gallon, only $22,450. Lease it as low as $263 a month. Get behind the wheel of a 2024 Chevy Silverado Crew Cab 4x4 with a 100,000-mile warrantied 310-horsepower Turbo Max engine, heated seats, trailering package, and only $48,095. Lease it as low as $371 a month. Lease prices based with $2,000 down on a 36-month, 12,000-mile per year lease. So find new roads with a new Chevrolet from the mall. That's the Flannery GM Auto Mall, 1 mile east of downtown Bad Axe. See dealer for details or go to FlanneryAutoMall.com.
Cruising and playing the radio. No particular place to go.
While shopping downtown Bad Axe, don't forget to stop by Flannery Auto Mall, Buckley Shoes, Ayers Home Furnishings, and Murphy's Bakery and Catering Connection.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Taking a look now at your national and international news. A large billboard collapsed onto people during heavy rain and thunderstorms in India's western city of Mumbai, killing at least 14 and injuring 74 others. A rescue operation was ongoing this morning, and it was unclear how many people may still be trapped. The rains and high winds caused the 100-foot-tall billboard to fall over onto a gas station in a suburb on Monday evening. At least 47 people have been rescued. Officials told the Press Trust of India that police say the billboard was illegally installed. India has heavy rains and severe floods during the monsoon season, and the deluge often causes extensive damage. And in other national and international news, Fire experts and officials are warning that an intense wildfire could reach a town in western Canada this week. There are forecasts of strong winds that have fueled the out-of-control blaze approaching Fort Nelson in British Columbia. Thousands of people have evacuated. A local official said Monday that emergency crews are preparing for a last stand as dozens of remaining residents are urged to leave. The blaze is one of several out-of-control wildfires in western Canada, threatening communities in provinces such as Alberta and Manitoba. Drought has also made the fires even worse. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumb Area news anytime, you can go online to thumbnet.net.
It would be nice to start your day with fresh baked bread or bagels for breakfast, wouldn't it? Well, you can, because Murphy's Bakery in downtown Bad Axe is open right now. They've been busy baking their several flavors of homemade bread and bagels, along with their entire line of cakes, cookies, donuts, muffins, and other delicious pastries while most people were sleeping early this morning. And since 5 a.m., many early risers and night shift workers have already stopped in for a cup of fresh hot coffee and a bag or box of their favorite desserts. When special occasions arise, many people depend on Murphy's Bakery for delicious custom birthday, wedding, anniversary, and other special occasion cakes. All of Murphy's products are baked fresh daily, naturally, Monday through Saturday. Murphy's Bakery, located at 110 Huron Avenue, just west of the downtown traffic light, has been serving the baking needs of Her Majesty the Housewife and people just like you since 1906.
And taking a look next at your obituaries, the following area deaths have been reported for today, Tuesday, May 14th of 2024. On the night of May 10th, Trevor Leigh Kane of Harbor Beach unexpectedly passed away at the age of 52. Visitation for Trevor Leigh Kane will be Thursday, May 16th from 2 to 8 p.m. at the Ramsey Funeral Home in Harbor Beach, and Friday, May 17th at Our Lady of Lake Huron Catholic Church of the Holy Name of Mary Parish from 10 a.m. until the time of service at 11. Burial to follow at the Our Lady of Lake Huron Church Cemetery, and a luncheon will be provided at the Helena Hall. Memorials can be made to the Family Discretionary Fund. Memories can be shared with the friends and family of Trevor Kane online at RamseyFH.com. And Maurice Oscar Hag, age 79, of Gagetown, passed away on Sunday, May 12th, at McLaren Thumb Region Hospital of Bad Axe. Per Maurice Hag's wishes, cremation has taken place. Arrangements are being handled by the Yingle Mellendor Funeral Home of Sebring. You can also share a memory with Maurice Hag's family online at jmfuneralhome.com. For a complete look at your Thumb Area obituaries anytime, you can also go online to thumbnet.net. That look at your news and obituaries for the hour has been brought to you now by the Flannery Auto Mall east of downtown Bad Axe. You'll find more choices at Flannery Auto Mall of Bad Axe. And also by Murphy's Bakery, Catering Connection, and Ice Cream Store in downtown Bad Axe. They're open now with fresh baked breads, bagels, donuts, and other desserts that were baked while you slept.